This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am.
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best. So guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Diana calling in for Tex Roulette. What do you think this mixed listeners should do? Their dogs are going crazy because the neighbor has had somebody living in a tent in the backyard for over 2 weeks.
Hey, it's Elizabeth and Radar. So yeah, Diana, what do you think?
I think that the wife kicked the husband out of the house and now he's living in the backyard.
So
get out of here.
Speaking of the dogs, he's the dog in the doghouse, and the doghouse is the tent.
He's in the dog tent.
Exactly.
I didn't even think about that possibility. Maybe it's like the neighbor wants to say, hey, yo, you don't want to get involved in this business, okay? There's a lot of stuff going on right now. Can you just leave us alone? I got my husband in the backyard sleeping in the tent because he's driving me nuts.
And that's why the dogs are barking.
It's a lover's quarrel. Don't get involved.
I mean, it could
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Oh, Diana, so funny. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I mean, yeah, you're in the doghouse. You're in the dog tent. See how that happens.
Okay, you could call. You could text 414-432-1099. We've got other texts here coming in from the Siding Unlimited text line. It says, the relative could be homeless. It's better than being on the streets.
Yeah.
No one's business who's in the neighbor's yard. Stop being a nosy neighbor.
Yeah. Keep your nose out of my business.
Well, the dog is clearly putting their nose in the business because the dog's getting all worked up.
This is true. The other text we have is, the problem is the dog's barking. The owner needs to train their dogs not to bark at the person. Maybe ask the tent person to let the dogs smell them.
What? Oh my God. So hey. Now it's the tent person. Hey, here.
Hey.
Can you just let my dog Snickers over there? He just wants to smell
you. Rusty, Snickers, come here. Come smell me.
I can just picture the zip of the tent. Snickers, come on in here. Smell the sleeping bag. I've been in here for 2 weeks, buddy. It'll be fine.
I don't know if they should do that, because then the next text is going to be, the tent person is trying to steal my dogs. It's funny they call him the tent person. It could be, you never know, like Diana said, the husband that got kicked out of the house.
And we don't know who or what this person is, or if this is even legal, because the text question was, the neighbor has someone living in their backyard in a tent for over 2 weeks. The mixed listeners' dogs are going crazy. All they said was they live in Waukesha County, and they're wondering if it's legal.
Okay,
we're going to get an expert here on the phone with this whole situation.
Let's do that.
We've got Waukesha County Board Supervisor and longtime friend of the show, Mike Crowley, on. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Radar and Elizabeth.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Okay, Mike.
Hey there.
So, what the heck? Is this legal? Can somebody have a relative or a friend or whoever this is sleeping in their backyard in a tent? The listener did not want to say the city, but they live in Waukesha County.
Yeah, so popping up a tent for recreational purposes for a couple days, a weekend, you know, kids sleeping in a tent in their yard, that's perfectly fine. When it becomes an issue is when a nuisance develops, where it could be a long-time pop-up tent, a neighbor complaining about that. Maybe there's excessive noise or the visibility to a road, that kind of thing. But here's the interesting piece. Imagine a camper popped up in your driveway or in park in your backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
There are municipalities that have ordinances about that, that you cannot live in your camper on your property.
Oh!
So you can't kick the husband out into the camper.
No. And again, it there's ordinances in municipalities. So she mentioned Waukesha County.
Mm-hmm.
Every municipality has different ordinances. But one thing is for sure, that you cannot live in a camper on your property when you have another residence. So your house, a permanent dwelling. So you have to check with the local ordinance, number one. Number two, if it's been 2 weeks and the tent is just there and you don't have any other issues other than the dog barking, that may be okay, but not long term. So that cannot be a permanent camping ground for that part.
Right. Next thing you know, they're going to have more tents showing up,
right?
And they're just making it a campground there in the backyard. So what can they do? Should they call their city? I mean, who do they call? What do they do about this? Do they call the cops?
Well, again, the key word here is nuisance. So if they had to call the police, it'd be non-emergency, of course.
Yeah.
They can inquire with the local police department and say that there's a tent that's popped up and it appears somebody's been living in it for several weeks. Is that an issue in my municipality? City of Waukesha. They may send a police officer over, check on well-being, see if it became a permanent residence.
Okay.
You know, if they have a refrigerator in there and a TV and
a wet bar.
See, I don't know, man. That sounds great. We just moved our camper up north to the land, and that thing is so legit. I can see why people want to live in the campers. But you're saying you can't do it. You can't be Cousin Eddie.
Correct. And you can't do it long term. So
what's long term, though?
A few days, that's subject to interpretation as
okay,
well.
Okay, got it.
My guesstimate is 30 days or longer.
Oh, okay.
So, again, you can't live in that tent or in that camper.
I was using a composting toilet. What's the problem?
Oh, gross.
I can live here.
I almost said the line that Cousin Eddie said, and I would have lost my job.
What's full?
Something's full. All right, Mike Crowley, thanks for joining us this morning and helping out this mixed listener and enlightening us. So everybody, pay attention. If you got neighbors that are camping out in the backyard for too long, or they got the camper going for too long, they're not supposed to be there. It's not supposed to happen.
Get it out of there.
Just a couple nights, maybe a week.
You can kick them out, and then, okay, things cool down, bring them back in the house.
Or
at least in the garage.
Or in the set up the tent in the garage. Keep the garage door down. No one will know. Mike, you've heard nothing, Mike. You've heard nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.